Masechta Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isa sukase bein ha'ilanais, somebody who makes his sukkah between two trees. The ha'ilanais defanais la, and the trees are walls for it, ksheira, it is kosher. Now the difference between this and the last Mishnah depends on how you learn the last Mishnah. According to those Mefarshim who learned Shtayim ba'ilan, the achas bidei adam, and the previous Mishnah was referring to where two walls were up in the tree and supported by the tree, but were actually man-made walls, then this Mishnah is talking about where the walls are actually made by the trees. However, according to those Mefarshim in the previous Mishnah who learned that Shtayim ba'ilan meant that two of the walls are actually formed by the tree, what's different in this Mishnah is that the schach is not resting on those walls, but rather there's a separate framework supporting the schach. In any event, the Mishnah here says that such a sukkah is kshera, it is kosher. And now on to a new topic. Shluchei mitzvah, peturin min ha-sukkah. People who are engaged in performing a mitzvah, and this is not just b'shas maisa, but also, let's say, if you're traveling to some place in order to do the mitzvah, in that situation, you are pater from the mitzvah of sukkah, and you don't have to eat or sleep in the sukkah. Chaylin, people who are sick, and this is not any severe illness, just enough to make you uncomfortable staying in the sukkah. Umesham Shehen, and those who are attending to these people who are sick, Paturim min ha-sukkah, they are Pater from sukkah as well. And the reason why these Chaylin, even though they're not that sick, are Pater min ha-sukkah is because it says Basukkah is Teshvu, you have to be able to live in the sukkah, and if you're so uncomfortable that you would move out of your house for, let's say, a bad odor or something along those lines, similarly, any discomfort that the sukkah causes you that could be alleviated by leaving the sukkah would allow you to leave the sukkah. So a person who is a chayla, even though it's a minor illness, if leaving the sukkah would alleviate that discomfort, they are allowed to do so. Mishnah Hey. Maisa, there was a story. They brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste from a cooked food. And they brought to Rabbi Gamliel two dates, udli shel mayim, in a bucket of water. And in both these cases, we are talking about achilas arai. This is not a seuda, and strictly speaking, min adin, you do not have to eat in the sukkah. Nonetheless, in both of these cases, they said, v'amru ha'alum la'sukkah, bring this up to the sukkah. And the point of this Mishnah is that this is a praiseworthy chumrah, that if somebody wants to be makbid on themselves not to even eat achilas arai outside of the sukkah, harei zeh meshubach. Going on, however, ukishnasnu loy l'Rabbi Tzadik eichel pachas mikaveya, they gave to Rabbi Tzadik to eat a morsel of food that was less than the size of an egg. And so obviously that's also achilas arai. Netolei v'mapa, he took it in a napkin, v'acholei chutz la'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah, v'lei v'erach acharev, and he did not make a bracha achreina. Now there's a few things going on here. First of all, the fact is that this was achilas arai, and you see that Rabbi Tzadik did not bother to eat it in the sukkah. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with eating achilas arai outside of the sukkah, the Mishnah is teaching us. Now why he took it with a napkin is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim. Some say it was because he was a kohen, and kohanim commonly eat truma, and generally speaking, when you eat truma, you're supposed to wash your hands, and so, as a kohen, he would always wash his hands before he ate something, but because it was such a small amount of food, it was less than a veya, he was allowed to use a napkin as a barrier between his hands and the food and eat it that way. Others say that no matter how small the amount of food, if you're obligated to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands, and he was merely doing this as a matter of cleanliness. And did not make a bracha achreina. This is interesting. This shows that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the minimum shear for a bracha achreina is a veya. We actually paskin like Rabbi Meir that the minimum shear is a kezias.